KC Phillips.
Somebody tell Willis to come in here and clean up his garbage. He's got cans all over here on the table. He's got, hey, Willis, come here, clean up the table. Hey, good afternoon, KC Phillips, hanging out with you. I'm just kidding. We don't have to clean up after Willis. This is Road Dogg Live Thursday edition. KC coming to you. Hey, Mark, I'm just kidding, man. I'm coming to you live from high atop some hotel in Dallas. I tell you, they let me out of the Road Dogg Live broom closet for just a couple of days in Nashville, Tennessee. They sent me on a mission to Dallas for 2 days. So today I get to see how the other half lives. You know, I get to see how the Dave Nemos of the world live, the Willises, folks from New York City. And the best part about being at this show is I get to rub elbows and do some hobnobbing with some of the best people on the planet, and that is the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry. You are the American trucker, and we value what it is that you do. And if you're anywhere near Dallas, do me a favor. Come down to the show. See us for a little bit, would you? Because it's a great time. There's a lot of good going on down here. A lot of people doing some business, but a lot of people learning about how they can make their business more efficient, how they can get a lot of good stuff done. They can look for new companies. They can also maybe get some health benefit from it because you got the health pavilion out there. And it's really great. I had my health screening just a couple of hours ago. Everything came out okay. I'm not going to die, at least today. Maybe tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But one of the things you need to know before we go any further is there is a question about parking your truck or your RV. GATS is providing free parking for trucks and RVs. There is a Fair Park located at 3013 South Haskell Avenue. That's 3013 South Haskell Avenue. TA and Petro are sponsoring a truck parking community there, and everybody is welcome. So get over there, enjoy some time. The lot's about 5 miles from the convention center, so GATS is providing free shuttles. You can get to the TA Petro truck parking community that is going to operate during show hours. So come on down, see us at the show. And before we get any further down the road with you, I want to thank our sponsors for bringing us all here to take part in GATS. They are the ones that are responsible for getting me out of Nashville for a few days, out of the broom closet, and I'm very grateful for that. So do patronize JB Hunt 360, Crete Carrier, and Walmart today. Thank you for what it is you do for us here on Sirius XM. We're going to be talking with some of them later on in the day today. Special thanks to them. And we got a busy day, and we're going to get it all started off with a little tea time. I am joined by none other than Tim Norlin of Rail Transport. Tim, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Tea time. It's funny, you know, I mean, you come to Nashville sometimes, we meet up here, and it always seems like any time is a good time for tea time.
Absolutely.
Is it not?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah.
Had a great day at the show so far, and you know, usually Thursdays are a little slow at the shows,
right?
But we've been extremely busy, talked to a lot of fine folks today, and now I'm here talking to you, and then I
awesome.
Get to go right back to the show floor.
Well, you know, I was walking around a little bit down there, and it did seem like there were a lot of drivers.
Yes.
So they have the show floor broken down into the recruiting pavilion, the health pavilion, the exhibitors that are doing equipment and whatnot. And then they have the ride and, Pride and Polish also inside now. So
right.
Everybody is under roof, which is really cool. But I was in the recruitment side of things, and there was some good foot traffic going through there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I kind of like the way they have the show laid out this year. It's all on the one level, and
yep.
It's easy to get around.
So what you got going on? Anything special that you're doing for your new drivers coming in today?
You know, drivers stopping by the booth, we did a big post on our Facebook page and mm-hmm. said, you know, if you see us mention, or you see our ad on Facebook here and you stop by the truck show, say you saw it, share it with us, and we got
yeah.
something for you. So we've had a couple of those folks stop by.
Is it a big secret? I mean,
it is a big secret.
Uh-uh.
It is a big secret. Yeah, they got to show us the post, and yeah. But we had a 4 million mile driver stop by and visit with us today.
How about that?
Man, fantastic. He does not work for rail, but you know, just it was wonderful to spend some time with a professional driver like that and talk about his driving career and the
yeah.
changes that he's seen in the industry, and you know. Really wonderful gentleman. He's at the end of his career, but took the time to come to the show and spend some time with everybody, and it was great.
4 million miles. For anybody out there who's not been in the trucking community, and I don't know what that means, how many years do you think it would take to get to 4 million miles safe driving?
With e-logs?
Come on, man.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So are you talking what?
Seven to 10 years to get a million miles.
Okay. So
yeah.
40 years-ish.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
It was one of the things that really impressed me about Rail when I went to Rail and found out about their drivers. You know, that's one of the first things I want to do. I want to know about the driver community at the company. And Rail has hundreds of million-mile drivers. In fact, their biggest million-mile driver has 5 million miles.
Oh,
he started his career at Rail with Everett Rail way back in the day, and he's just about to retire himself, but 5 million miles accident free.
That's crazy.
That's huge.
I guess you're not going to say anything that you're going to do for the guy because that's just the way you are. But are you going to do something nice for the guy?
Oh, they did. Yes.
Oh, they absolutely
they
already
did. Yeah. He's received his five million mile award.
What was
they
it?
They have a great awards presentation in Marshfield. They bring all our drivers in for that, and it's not just for million mile drivers. It's for safety awards 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 years, whatever it may be. They honor fleet managers and our office folks too for the things that they do for our drivers, and it's really a great great event, and put everybody up in the hotel. It's a shirt and tie kind of deal.
Nice.
For everybody, and it's a wonderful event. I was not with Rail when they had it this year.
Okay.
But I am looking forward to attending next year.
There you go.
Yeah.
So do you know what they give a driver that has that many miles?
I do not, but
okay.
I have heard that it was pretty spectacular.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Because you think about the revenue that is generated on the back of a guy like that,
or
a gal like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You don't find that. You know,
right.
There's a lot of people that just, well, especially since we have so many more million miles of travel on the roadways these days, it's much more common for accidents to happen. So to go through that many millions of miles and just not have an accident,
it's amazing.
It's unheard of.
Yeah.
Unheard
I mean,
of.
Just coming from the airport yesterday to downtown Dallas, I drove by three accidents
yeah.
on 360.
Well, there you
years,
go.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was in a taxi cab coming over here, and that guy about sideswiped a couple other vehicles. I could see the hotel a couple blocks up, and he was in the far left lane. He had to move over three lanes to get in the turn lane.
Yeah.
He didn't care if there's anybody in there. He just went.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
I'm thinking,
crazy.
Buddy, you need to be careful. I don't want to be in an accident,
right.
You know, while
Absolutely.
I'm here.
Absolutely.
So anyway,
Absolutely.
Hanging out with Tim Norland. He is the VP of Driver Employment with Rail Transport. Their booth number is 31045. If you guys make it down to Great American Trucking Show and you want to visit with them, do stop by and see Tim. So you shared with me some really interesting information just a little bit ago, some data that you had been sent.
Yeah.
Do you want to share a little bit about what that data was and what it means
it
as
was,
far as Rail goes?
Yeah, it was a driver turnover and retention survey that has been completed by one of the bigger firms in the employment record department, mm-hmm. and they had some really interesting data. Turnover is good, climbing back up.
Sure.
And you asked me, hey, how does Rail compare to the industry, because they were showing, you know, the industry averages, and I'm excited to say we are well below the industry. You know, we hire a combination of experienced drivers, and that's really what I focus on. And then we have a training program, too, for recent truck driving school graduates. We even have on-the-job training where we will help people get their CDLs, and they get paid to go through the training mm-hmm. and become a productive commercial driver for us. And, you know, usually in the student department, there's really high turnover there. Ours is under 100%. On the student
Wonderful.
Side, which
okay.
is huge, but on the experienced driver side, it is way below the industry average. You know, the industry average is running right about 105, 110% right now, and we're down in the 60s, 70s, low 70s.
That's so, fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I think a big part of that is the fact that Rail pays practical route miles.
Okay.
You know, that's up. All my years in the industry, that was a big beef of drivers, you know, mm-hmm. being paid on the short route miles and not getting paid for all those miles that they were driving. Practical route miles is much, much better. It's about 8% higher in miles than
okay.
than the short route. So obviously your drivers are getting bigger paychecks.
Dude, you're not getting this straight. here's what you need to say. Okay. This is the Tim Norlin effect, is what this is.
Okay.
I come to rail, and all the numbers start to get better. It's the Norlin effect.
Well, we have seen improvement in our experienced driver hiring since I've been there. Yes.
Yeah, good for you, man. Yeah.
But it's a team effort. It's not one person.
Gotcha.
It's a whole team effort, and we got a fantastic team at rail that really shows pride in what they do and takes the time to explain to drivers what we have to offer. We don't hold punches. We let drivers know the realistic operating environment that they're going to be facing. And if a driver chooses not to come to work for us, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We'll keep recruiting, but we want drivers to come in fully informed and not have any surprises. Again, that's another big thing I've heard through all my years in the industry is, oh, my recruiter lied to me. Not my recruiters. I will not tolerate that. I never have and never will, and they don't do that at rail either. In fact, we put it in writing. We give the drivers offer letters so they have it all spelled out before they come in.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. My wife is a school teacher. I think you know that.
Yes.
And one of the things that she has always said is that you never want to sit down with a parent in a parent-student conference type of situation and have there be any surprises. You need to communicate. And I think that rule of thumb exists in all different walks of life. You never want anybody to be surprised. Now, when you start talking about a heavy-duty truck driver, the last thing they want is a surprise on settlement day.
Right.
Because that guy's got food to buy. That guy's got some alimony maybe. That guy's got all kinds of different life situations that he has to be ready for. And a surprise on settlement day is a bad thing because I would imagine that guy's going to walk if it happens more than once or twice.
That's right.
So I commend you guys for doing that work to communicate.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And so the last time that we talked, we were discussing, you were relatively new with rail.
Yes.
And I'd asked you about some equipment, the mm-hmm. types of trucks you guys are running. Mm-hmm. And at that time, you were so new that you really didn't have a lot of that information. Have you garnered that information since we've talked last?
Well, I'm getting better.
Are
How's
you?
That? Yeah. Yeah, it takes time. There's a learning curve there.
It's so, progress.
No. Predominantly international and Freightliner conventional tractors. A lot of single bunks, but we do have some double bunks in the fleet as well. All very well spec'd out equipment. Our trade cycle is pretty short compared to some of the competition out there. We're getting rid of our trucks about every 3 years and replacing them, so they're all fairly low miles type trucks. We do some lease purchase as well, which okay. is nice. We do a lot of career pathing for drivers. You know, when we hire a driver, we're not just hiring a driver. We're hiring a teammate, and we want there to be career pathing for them. Maybe you come on as an experienced company driver, and you want to become your own boss, and so you can transition into the lease purchase to buy your own truck from rail. Or maybe you want to get into the office environment, become a fleet manager, work with our safety department, work in our orientation group. So we've got a lot of opportunities for drivers. Obviously, we can't bring everybody in that way. But there are people that, listen, I want to drive. I like to drive. But, you know, I'm getting up there. Maybe I want to get off the road a little bit and do something different and take my life experiences as a professional driver and help others. So we have a lot of that career pathing that goes on at rail.
That is awesome. Hanging out with the VP of Driver Employment, that's Tim Norlin with Rail Transport. Catch him at booth 31045 if you guys make it down to the Great American Trucking Show. And we're going to have to jump out of the way for a break, but hang with us, Tim. Really great to talk with you again.
Now, back to the conversation on Road Dog Trucking Radio's Road Dog Live with host KC Phillips.
Hey, welcome back into Road Dog Live. KC Phillips hanging out with you from the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas, Tennessee, 2017. It is a hootenanny, let me tell you. You need to get down here. Come on down, downtown Dallas, park that truck over the TA Petro Community Center, and take one of the shuttles, and come visit with us a little bit. Go to the Health Pavilion, get your body checked out. Go to visit guys like Tim Norlin at Rail Transport. That's booth 31045. And just have a good time learning more about the industry that we all know and love. We are talking with Tim Norlin right now, a little bit about what they got going on. Tim, thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Kicking it off, man. I love doing the live shows just so you can get face-to-face with these folks. But you come down to Nashville, and I appreciate you doing that too.
Sure.
off air, we were talking about some of the great things that you guys at Rail have going on. So I'm interested in hearing more about transition pay. What is that all about?
That is such a neat thing that Rail has going on, and it's unique in the industry. And how it works is, you know, it's tough for a driver to change jobs. You know, you're making a big commitment when you're leaving the employer that you know and going to another one. There are costs associated with that. You lose your benefits for a while. You got to pay your COBRA insurance for you and your family. That costs money. So what Rail does when an experienced driver transfers from another employer to Rail, for the first year, we give them what's called transition pay. 2 cents per mile that we hope defrays the costs of that move, you know, paying for the COBRA insurance or whatever else. So that first year, whatever the driver's pay rate is, we give them an additional 2 cents per mile to help with the transition.
Okay, now I can see that being problematic just from the standpoint of once you set a pay at a certain level and then mm-hmm. you take that away,
mm-hmm.
do you get pushback after that first year when you start taking that 2 cents back?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because, again, at Rail, we're unique. A lot of companies, you've got to work for a company for a year before you get any kind of a pay increase.
Okay.
At Rail Transport, with our Your Choice pay plan, drivers set their own pay through their performance and points levels every quarter. And we've just updated that Your Choice pay plan program so that we feed our drivers, here are the point totals that you need to hit to be at the various pay levels within Your Choice pay plan. And if a driver knows, it's a scoreboard, so the driver can keep track of the points and go, oh, wow, I'm almost to this level. I'm almost to the next tier. Mm-hmm. I can get a half cent a mile raise if I do this. And it's fantastic because the driver's literally in the driver's seat for their own pay. We don't say, okay, you've been here a year, so you get this, or you've been here 5 years, so you get that. Any driver can earn a pay increase every quarter that they're with the company.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So it's on their backs.
It's on their backs.
And you probably get a little bit of competition going. Are you posting these in the driver's room or the lounge whenever they come in? They can see everybody's scores?
No. We share their score with them, and they can see where they need to be to hit the next tier. Now,
gotcha.
Here's
okay.
something nice. This is something new that we're starting. How we used to do it is all of our drivers would run the quarter, and at the end of the quarter, we would look at market conditions. How was the freight volume? Did we do a good job of keeping the drivers running? How did the driver do in on-time delivery, miles, fuel economy, etc.? And then we'd decide what tier the driver fell into. So the driver never really had vision to it. Now they do.
Okay.
Based on some basic data that we have when we start the quarter. Still, at the end of the quarter, then we will look at market conditions. And if market conditions weren't good and we struggled to get freight for our drivers, then we will adjust the points lower to make up for that so we don't penalize the drivers for shortcomings in the freight environment, maybe in a certain area of the country. I'm sure Texas, with the hurricane coming, it's probably not going to be a fun place to be in Houston,
yeah.
you know, the next few days. And drivers that maybe are on a load going down there and get held up or are down there and can't get out for whatever reason, you know, we don't want to penalize those guys. So this will work out really well with moving forward with our Your Choice pay plan.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Tim Norland. He is a VP, vice president. Hey, that's a step up, isn't it?
So it's same job, different title.
There you go. VP of Driver Employment with Rail Transport. Check him out at booth 31045. Talk a little bit about how folks can find you and where, if there are any geographic locations that you're looking for drivers today, where they would have to go.
Absolutely. The best way to find out about rail jobs in your area is to go to rail, R-O-E-H-L, .jobs, rail.jobs. You can put in your zip code, and it will tell you all the rail jobs that we have in your area. And we have traditional dry van national. We have traditional refrigerated national, regional, flatbed opportunities. That's really a nice thing to be a multifaceted carrier because we have so many opportunities for drivers? And say you've been doing flatbed for years, but you want to try something different, we'll move you into van, we'll move you into refrigerated. We've got a lot of dedicated accounts.
Okay.
All over, spread all over the country. We've got flatbed dedicated, or curtain side dedicated, running out of Oregon and Salt Lake City. We're looking for drivers there. Las Vegas. For our van and our refrigerated fleet and flatbed as well, really east of I-35 is our primary hiring area. It's what we call the primary commercial zone. So look us up, rail.jobs, and check out jobs in your area.
I was trying to go there. I'm having a really bad internet connection though right now because I was going to see what they got going on in Nashville because it sounds so good.
Yeah.
I might sign up, dude.
Hey, we'll get you taken care of.
Would you?
Yeah, I'll even let you broadcast from your truck.
That would be all right. But Noah would have to come along with me on the road.
Oh.
You have to produce off the road. How about that? All right. Sounds like a plan. But thanks for coming and sitting with us for a little bit, Tim. And best of luck at the show. And looking forward to hanging out with you for years to come.
Thank you very much.
And you look good in red, too, by the way.
Hey, I appreciate that. Yeah, yeah. Go out on our Facebook page. We posted some pictures of our booth today. So check us out. And please stop by and visit us. Love talking to drivers. That's why I'm here. And the more the merrier.
There you go.